This podcast is part of the Zio to Hero podcast network.
You stay right here.
The world is very lucky to have you, and so am I. May the power protect you always.
We heard the voices. We can hear them. We can touch them. We're gonna find out who they really are.
Well, now that's a terrible idea. I'm gonna do that one more time because I felt like I sloshed it.
Is Daddy Mag.
Do not go there with me. Magneto, I mean, I know Magneto leading the X-Men is comic book accurate. He does turn over a good leaf. He does join the X-Men, all that good junk. The Rogue and Gambit relationship just grates my teeth with so much force.
Yeah.
Because Gambit and Rogue, that's it. Done. Don't bring anybody else in.
Leave him alone.
Yeah, leave him alone. Speaking of memories, you remember last week's episode, Jim?
Last week's episode with Jared?
Last week's episode of Zio to Hero.
With Jared. Really,
and that's... Jim, I swear to God.
Did I just ruin the take? Let's do it again.
Yeah. I can't. You ruined the moment. You ruined the moment, right, so...
Let me try.
All right.
Can I do the same joke?
I mean, you can do whatever.
Okay. Remember last week, Billy? Remember last week? On last week's episode of Zio to Hero, we had on an amazing guest, Jarrett. The dogs keep barking.
You almost made Jarrett lose bananas. His job. Kept calling Nick Jared. He's like, I will fire that man. I was like, don't. Jared's got kids and toys to buy. Stop it.
Kids and toys to buy? Is he buying kids?
Well, he's got kids and he's got to buy toys.
One's called an addiction, and one's calling he couldn't pull this.
That was horrible, Jim. That was bad.
Wow.
Or as Jim would say, hold on. Any hoozle. Ooh, false.
That's you. Jazz.
Ooh, that one worked itself up. Okay,
right, and after that sneeze,
wow, that one hurt my. That one made me pucker up.
You know it's a bad sneeze when you sneeze, your back pops. You're like, oh God!
One time, I pinched a nerve on my back because I sneezed and coughed at the same time. That hurt. I was at work. I was like. I was like, boss, I gotta go home.
What happened, Billy? You poop yourself? I wish it was that.
That almost happened yesterday. This is the girl that works with us. She goes, so you really would shit your pants instead of talking to me? I was like, I really did fart. I did not mean to. I was like, I gotta go to the bathroom. That one I didn't trust. I walked away like Forrest Gump with leg braces.
Things about leg braces, last week's episode, we had on Nick, aka Jared's boss. I don't know. I was just trying to get with it.
All right. Well, with you messing up, that reminds me that we are not going to mess up this episode of Zio to Hero.
Zio to Hero.
I'm Billy, and that's Jim. And why does he keep messing up this intro? I don't know why, but Jim. I don't know what to tell you anymore. I've kind of scraped the bottom of the barrel with you.
Yeah, I know.
But tonight we have a familiar voice. I was going to say familiar face, but this is not a video stream podcast. But we have a familiar voice with us tonight. A man of many voices, which we really like his southern ones. That really tickles our jimmies.
Southern Bell ones.
Yeah, But tonight we'd like to welcome back on Cosplay Dude 637, or as we call him, Willie, his government name.
Oh, shucks, sugar. Thank you so much.
What else could we ask for? That was perfect.
My night's over, Willie, guys. We're done. Catch you guys later. Yeah. I got what I wanted.
We got what we wanted, yeah. But
good night, guys. Thanks, Willie, fun.
Thanks, Willie, for joining us tonight and doing that for us. That we love that. So, yeah. All right.
Well, I think I'm excited about it, but I'm a little excited.
How has today been treating you? It's over there.
Over here? Fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Been good. It's cool. It's cold. Which we got spring sprung, but it hasn't sprung yet.
Yeah, I heard about that. I heard some North Texas got some snow, which is weird.
Yeah, the panhandle. Yeah.
Yeah. Did y'all get that too, or is it y'all just got the cold weather? Like cold weather.
Up in, I think, Iowa City, they got snow. We didn't get any down where I live, but up in Iowa City, they got snow.
See, there's a lot of people like, what's going on? Why are we still getting snow? Yeah.
The ozone.
Yeah, that's what it is. If only we had a group of five teenagers with rings that could summon a magical character.
Wait. Can this magical character be like Captain something, like Captain Earth or something? Maybe name it for a planet.
Yeah.
Can that happen?
Why not just Captain Planet?
No.
That's too obvious. That's too obvious.
Captain Mars.
Yeah.
No, Captain Pluto. Wait, Captain.
No, Captain Third Planet in the solar system.
Works. Wait. Captain Blue Planet.
Look at that.
Captain, a life supporting planet.
That's Jake, a lot of planets.
That's hurting me here.
You know? Wait. Captain Third Planet in the Milky Way.
Wow, that's a long name. Wow,
that's a long name. Yeah.
It makes sense. It's C something 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 MK.
We'll make it work. You know, knowing us, we'll make it work.
It'll happen.
Now, if only we had somebody that could probably write a thesis or a story about this captain.
Oh, wow.
Captain Third Planet of the Milky Way.
That would be great. Huh. That would be crazy.
Wow.
Not like we know anybody like that, right?
Not that we know anybody. Look at Jim. That thunk looked like it hurt.
I was doing the man like CTTPMK. I'm like, what does that spell? It has no vowels in it. We ain't going nowhere.
That really looked like it hurt you.
I'm not saying it did, but it kind of did.
But all right,
okay, I swear.
Well, let's get into this. Again, Willie, thanks for hanging out with us. I know that you wanted to talk to us face to face again.
I did.
You did.
Camera to camera.
You did.
I did.
You did.
Mic to mic.
But yeah, so we got actually some interesting stuff to talk about tonight, and let's dive into it. I know Jim, you're still moving. You're in the process of moving. I know you haven't bought nothing. Willie, did you?
I bought stuff.
Wait, you bought stuff? What'd you get?
Yeah, I got stuff.
Remember
the miniature Transformers?
Yes, that's right.
The pop. So I got Optimus Prime.
Whoa,
that's the last item that's missing.
Okay,
I'm still missing Soundwave, but he's like $20 everywhere.
Okay, all right.
So I'm gonna get him eventually, but to get the free shipping. So shipping is going to cost you $15, or I can spend $1 more and get free shipping and something else.
Right.
So I got from the same company, the HeroCross brand. They have this mini hybrid metal figurations of the Justice League. And so you have the Flash, Batman, Superman, and Green Lantern.
Right.
And so
why is Flash so chunky?
I'm going to say, Flash
is strong. I don't know. It's kind of, but he has magnets in his feet, so you can put him anywhere.
Oh, that's Batman, cool.
Batman is he's just an action figure. Superman has LED lights, and Green Lantern is a die-cast, so he's like indestructible.
Wow.
Yeah, I haven't taken it with the box yet, but I will at the new place. I'm going to set them up at the new place. But okay. Yeah, they're kind of cool. Awesome. So it was a dollar more for that with free shipping.
Okay. All right.
So thank you, Big Bad Toy Store.
Yeah. Okay.
So dig yourself. Also, I got drugs.
Yeah, yes. OTC. Painkiller.
damn right. Exactly what I picked up.
Oh.
A bottle of painkillers.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. I was right.
That's right.
Hey, Willie, you pick up anything new, Willie?
I did, because I just recently went to a toy game and toy show is what it was called. And I've never been to one of those because, you know, most cons I go to have to have cosplay in some shape or form. Right. This one didn't. I got a signature from Ernie Reyes Jr., who played Kato in Turtles, and he was in the Serpent Ninja movie. I got a signature from the guy that made or drew He-Man, the original cartoon. Then I got Ranger Slayer, which Billy don't like me talking about.
It's Ranger Slayer Queen.
And then my wife found me a Lego Nightwing, so that was cool. And then she found me a Gambit keychain. So
now the question is, the Lego Nightwing, does he have like 18... Like, is it all complicated connection pieces for his butt?
Why it needs to be, but no. It probably should have been, like, 20 pieces just for his rear end, but no.
Like, just butt pieces. Like,
so you're trying to like say, you're trying to say the Nightwing has a wagon he'd be dragging?
He's a solid brick house.
I was going to say, according to the comics, his ass is a nice ass.
according to the Harley Quinn show, like, so he dies, right? Not really much of a spoiler, like, it happens. And so they hold a funeral for him, and literally, like, the coffin has a cutout for his butt.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's good.
All right.
But if you haven't seen it, you need to watch our Harley Quinn show. Like the Harley Quinn animated series, it's fantastic.
I've seen a couple of it. I like it.
I think I've seen the first season of it.
But Alan Tudyk plays the Joker and Clayface.
Oh, double duties.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of my favorite episodes was when Harley was Damien's supervillain.
Oh, that was a pretty good episode, yeah. Later on, there's a really good episode of The Joker where he goes all like middle America, like stay at home dad. And he gets all mad because he has to take his stepson to school and like take him to school. Like he gets stuck in traffic. He's like, God damn traffic. I'm running for mayor. And he runs for mayor.
Oh my God.
It's ridiculous.
Doesn't Batman get like thrown in jail in that cartoon?
At one point, he gets put in jail. And so. Pennyworth goes to jail too, but Bruce is moved out of jail to a different jail as Pennyworth is coming to that jail. He's like, I was going to come serve my master. Oh, wait, where he goes? it's ridiculous. Okay.
Ooh.
Watch it. It's fantastic. Just watch it. Poison Ivy, Harley Quinn, the coupling for that is perfect.
That's like the only reason I want to check it out again is because of that.
Do it. Kite Man's great. You'll love Kite Man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, so remember last week when I showed that I bought the Lord Tengen Demon Slayer Funko?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I got this today because you can't have Tengen without his Muscle Mouse.
Oh, my God.
So I got Muscle Mouse.
Nerd.
I thought you were gonna say his wives, but okay.
Those are on pre-order. I have all his three wives on pre-order, so I'm waiting for those. And then I got more Tengens coming in. I got the Chase variant coming.
What's the Chase variant look like?
It's a metal. No, not metal. It's metallic.
I was gonna say, is that the one where he doesn't have an arm?
Ooh, that. See, well, okay, so yeah, I wish they would. Ah, dang, you're right.
So, watch. One day they're going to do the rest. Like, they're going to finish a line. They're going to do, like, variants of all the ones who left. And so, everyone who dies is just a coffin, and everyone who, like, retired is them, like, battle damage. But all the ones who died has a coffin.
Yeah, I like it. So, Tengen comes back in the new season, but I really like his role that he's going to be.
I thought he was giving his spot to, what's his name? The main character.
Yeah, so they're going to be doing a training to become... So it's not... How do I explain it? There's not going to be just a set amount of Hashiras. There's going to be, like, tens of 20s or hundreds of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, so they'll be in there. But yeah, they're basically Tengen is going to be like the overseer of training.
Mm.
So okay. It's going to be pretty awesome.
The anime I'm excited about, the new season 4 is My Hero. We're getting season 7.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to seeing season 7 finally. Because I've read the manga.
Have you seen JJK yet?
What's that?
What? Yeah, I was going to say, what's that?
Yeah.
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Oh, yeah. I have, okay. I think I finished season 1 and I'm maybe season on season 2.
Season 1 is good. Season 2 is better.
Oh, okay. Like,
much better.
I'm still in season 1 because I'm where they're at the tournament with the other school.
Okay, okay. Oh. That's a fun bit right there. It's really fun. Get to end of season 1, start season 2, and you're going to fall in love with the show all over again.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's one I've never thought about cosplaying from. I've seen a lot of cool cosplays for it, but it's never one I've had the urge to. See,
I'm still on My Hero, but it kind of like lulls, but as soon as you meet that guy with the medicine man mask.
Oh yeah.
Once you get into him, it kind of like picks up and so you meet the little girl that can heal people basically, but not heal them. But to heal them to a specific point in time.
Okay, Aerie. So there's
that's your name.
Yeah. Error. Yeah.
So
Aerie,
you're going to watch this.
Yeah.
There's going to be
and a you're point talking about Deku...
Overhaul. Yeah. Yeah.
So Deku's going to pick her up. Like, so he's going to go and.
I know it's.
Pick her up. The final fight. Like the final fight is like season 4 or something like that, where he's like going and he's going 100% because he cannot heal. He cannot break himself fast enough to let her healing take over.
Yep.
Like he has to hurt himself the entire time,
and that's
so she won't kill him.
Legit.
And I'm like, and it's beautiful. And I'm like,
I love it. That's where it picks up for me, and I'm like stuck on My Hero right now because it's been so much better after that.
Yeah, it gets good. When you get to Vigilante arc, which I hate him saying that because he's not a vigilante. It's pretty good too because it's a lot darker Deku.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. I like when they finally find him and give him that little speech, and I'm like, okay, and like Deku he's versus like
class 1A,
that was a great great little fight. it's a fight.
They call it Vigilante arc because he's working on his own, but he's not. He's still working underneath Endeavor
folks.
He's still in the law. He's still using his license underneath licensed hero. He's just doing it without anybody else
announcing it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So he works for Endeavor.
He joins him, Toto, and Bakugo join Endeavor's. Whatever they're called, I can't think of the word. Jim.
The company is work study.
Yeah, his work study. They go to Endeavor's company.
Okay, yeah. It's pretty good. I do like Deku because Deku actually proves. What's his name? Who's the one that he was working for that died? Night Eye. He proves to Night Eye that nothing can be set in stone. Like you could change the outcome of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I absolutely love that because I didn't know what was going on at first, and then like right before he dies, he tells him like you changed the outcome, and you know, I love that so. But yeah,
Night Eye is a solid character. Like, just wait for it. Like, there's so many cool things coming up that like call back to him. And you're like, oh,
don't worry. Okay,
we're not done with Millennia.
One
that can phase through things. I can't say his name right for some reason.
Lamillion.
Yeah, we're not done with.
I got him right there. Lamillion, right there.
Yeah.
Even though he doesn't have powers right now, we're not done with him.
He has a heart of gold, hands down. Heart of gold. You'll love that. You love the kid.
Okay, and you'll love Daddy. Daddy Aizawa.
Daddy Aizawa. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay.
Don't worry. It gets better. It gets much better. Like, it's our, like, you start it. It's pretty good when it starts, but it picks up. You're like, oh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The one show I've been really stuck on lately, though, I've been really watching, binging it, is Resident Alien.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if y'all
Alan Tudyk.
I've seen commercials, but I have not watched it. It looks good, though.
It's so funny. There's a running joke in the first two seasons of him not being able to say the word bitch in alien form. And, like, so he's the alien form. He's like, sort of a bitch. The entire time. Like, sort of a bitch. And, like, he hits his head. On all kinds of stuff, and he can't say it. And so, like, he's a human form, you can, but, like, he's just so used to say. And so, at season three, he carries over to his human form, he can't say it. So he's like, "Shut up, our brains."
Yeah, it's a really funny show. Like, it's dark,
it's fantastic. Yeah, dark, and if you liked Wash, and if you liked Wash, you liked anything he's done. So anything he's done, it really kind of culminates in this one character where he's such a weird guy, but he's really funny and super smart.
Yeah,
and because he's an alien, but it's hard to explain it without spoiling anything. He's an alien who wants to destroy the world, who has a heart of gold.
Yeah. And like multiple the first couple episodes, like I'd say like the first like five episodes, he has beef with the kid because the kid can see through his like transmutation.
Yeah, so the kid can see through, and he's like just messing with this kid.
He messes with
like literally like, messes with this kid.
He's like, my son needs stitches. He goes, that was it? Stitches? I thought there would be more. Because he cut his brakes on his bicycle.
Like, legitimately, like, wants to kill this kid.
He wants to kill this kid, yeah.
Oh, my God. And they just mess with each other. And, like, I love how not think, like, some 40-year-old guy messing with a kid would be hilarious. It's the funniest thing. Because he's smart, but he's not competent in murder.
Yeah. Remember how he has to learn how to laugh and stuff? And he's like, ha, 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 ha. It's a great show.
I'm going to recommend it to anyone who wants to watch it.
If you ever watched Reservation Dogs, a lot of the people from Reservation Dogs are also characters in Resident Evil. Not really Evil. Resident Alien. Boy, that one was hurt. That one hurt.
Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess they filmed in the same area. So like they used the same people that lived in that area.
Yeah.
So,
well, they have American Indians in the show, or natives in the show.
Natives.
And so, you know, there's not a lot of native actors. So
exactly. So it's a really
consistent.
Good.
Now, the one show I did want to talk to Willie about, and I haven't seen the new episode yet. I haven't watched it. X-Men 97.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yes.
I was so happy when it came back.
Okay.
I'm okay with the story. They did my girl wrong, though. I'm just saying.
Oh, they gave it a butt?
Yes, they took Rogue's butt away. Come on now.
I'm a little upset about it, but I'm okay. It's fine. I can live with it. I like the fact they make Cyclops kind of a badass.
Uh-huh. That made up for the lack of butt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not sure about that.
Gambit, and make Gambit, you know, the stereotypical twink.
Oh, yeah.
Leave Gambit alone.
Come on.
Gambit was cool.
He has enough problems. But no, so like they changed a couple things with Rogue. They made Cyclops a total badass, and Gambit wore, you know, a tank top. Well,
I'm totally fine with Gambit with a crop top.
Yeah.
I was like, the internet has blown up about how woke he is. And I'm like, dude, and Mark has said this, our buddy Mark has said this a lot. It's the 90s.
It was
the style back then. Come on now.
It's the 90s. Everybody's a little gay.
True.
I mean, the hardest thing I had to get past, and it started with the images that were being dropped, was Morph. Face Morph, which is comic book accurate because that's the original look he had, but I was used to the original face. Right? Yeah. And then when in the episode, you know, you see him out in town, he has his normal face. So I'm like, so why the heck do you wear it at the X Mansion? Why are you? Yeah.
So it's the you could turn it off thing. So you know. Okay. So you heard the thing about how most X-Men don't show anything about being a mutant. So they can get by normally in normal conversation, while like people like Beast can't.
Right,
he can't turn it off. Beast, Nightcrawler. Morph can turn on his normal look, their normal look, so he can blends in. And then when he's by him, like with people he trusts, he just goes back to being default.
Oh,
that makes any sense?
Oh, so they're saying the white face is his default.
Yeah, his white face is default. That's the comic one. Because that's his default look now.
Mm-hmm.
But his male persona is his out of town one because no one looks twice at it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
He can just blend it.
Yeah.
It was nice seeing Morph as part of the team now.
Yes.
I'm not happy about losing Storm.
All right,
There's an arc coming that I want to see.
I know.
I want to see this nonsense.
There's more to it. I understand that. It hurt.
Yeah. Her
though. Now, how excited are we about with Daddy Magneto?
Is Daddy Mag?
Do not go there with me. Magneto. I mean, I know Magneto leading the X-Men is comic book accurate. He does turn over a good leaf. He does join the X-Men, all that good junk. The Rogue and Gambit relationship just grates my teeth with so much force.
Yeah.
Because Gambit and Rogue. That's it. Done.
Yeah.
Don't bring anybody else in.
Leave him alone.
Yeah, leave him alone. Well, I'm
legitimately curious to see what's going to happen with this. I just want to know at this point. Like, I was like, oh, that's a tease. Okay.
And didn't you say they already got greenlit for a season 2 and 3?
I think so. Like, I'm pretty sure it's been greenlit for a couple, because it's 100% Rotten Tomatoes on 3 episodes. All 3 episodes, 100%.
I've been watching Avatar, so.
Avatar was actually really good. The live action one?
Yeah.
I heard they got one thing really, really, really right, and that was Zuko.
Yes.
Nailed Zuko.
I like all the actors that they got to play, really, really love so far that I've seen of it. Now, I'm not as huge Avatar fan as my wife, but I love the animals. The way did Appa, the way they did Momo, the way they did the bounty hunter's cat thing. They look real.
Yeah, and I'll give you that. That was pretty good. I like that. Yeah, especially Appa. I really loved Appa, how they generated his look.
I mean, you're talking spot on to the cartoon.
yeah, I really liked Zuko and his uncle. I really love both of those. I did.
I will say that Fire Lord Ozai looks perfect.
Yes,
I will say that he looks perfect, and the actor that they got to play him just is doing him so much justice.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I love it. It's really good. I love this thing. Yeah.
I know many people were scared of it when they talked about doing a live action Avatar again.
Skeptical,
but this time they've done an amazing job.
They already got a season 2. Not
even near it.
Yeah, it's been a real. I watched the whole thing. There. Yeah,
I want to know
one more episode, and I was watching it when I realized, oh shoot, I need to go record with these two guys.
I haven't seen it yet, so the only thing I've heard that they got right was Zuko. They got him like the show was fine, but they got Zuko right. Like
I loved it because nailed like
Zuko.
Even his appearance too, because they gave him the scar as well, and it's like perfect.
Yeah.
Because the movie Zuko didn't have that. Or if he did, it was very faint.
Yeah, I think it was very faint in the movie. Yeah.
Because he was a little messed up.
You can tell this one was it's a
scar. Who's that guy? I'm pretty sure it's the Fire Prince who got his face hurt.
Ooh. Goodness.
I want to watch it. I will eventually watch it. Eventually. It's not right now. Like, I need to finish a rewatch of Legend of Korra. That's been going on for 3 years.
Yeah.
That was a good series, too. I'd love to see them turn that live action, too.
We're stuck right now. The end of season 3, where the Red Lotus try to kill Korra. And they take away everything from her. So, like, emotionally, I don't think I can handle it. Where they beat her down. And then she gets saved by, you know, Team Avatar, right? So, and then you get to the very end where, like, Tenzin's giving that speech about how the Air Nation's going to cover for the Avatar while she recovers. And then you just, all the music's coming up and everything. And it cuts to her. And, like, the one tear goes out of her face and it cuts to black. because she's just got told she's no longer useful. Like, she is completely useless. So Erdicia can take care of everyone else. And I was like,
ooh.
I don't think I can emotionally do that again. Like, that scene hurts so much.
Oh, her, the last season that they did of Korra, she's a badass.
Oh, yeah, total. Well, once she gets the rest of the poison out of her system, she goes from being okay to being a total badass.
Yeah, that one thing I liked about Korra is we learn about the Avatar, the very first one, and how the Avatar, it all started.
The first Avatar, Avatar 1.
Yeah.
To know one, you need a B one. yeah.
Disapproved.
Wow. It was silly.
That was almost a Jared joke right there.
Damn it, Mark. Wait, damn it, Nick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, okay. Ridiculous.
But yeah, right. So we'll get through it eventually. But yeah, I really, if you haven't seen Legend of Korra, I highly recommend it. Like, they really take Avatar and make it to the next evolution of the Avatar series, because it's what happens, and you find out Aang is not a great dad. He's a great Avatar, but not a great dad. And you see some really like.
We're supposed to be getting movies. I think I read a set of three movies where it's Team Avatar.
But yeah, so it's a continuation of the original like series. So some of the comics we're gonna get as movies, I think, which I'm here for because I want to see Aang, Katara, Toph, and Sokka do more stuff. I want to see that, and I want to see where it goes because I haven't read the comics. Because I just haven't read them, and I've heard they're really good. Because I haven't read them, because I just haven't had time to read them. I swear, it's okay. I swear. Don't
likely
judge
story.
Me.
Like a story.
Uh-huh.
I think he needs to be written up. I think it needs to be written up for not reading those comics.
Well, right, give him, chat give GBT, him. Please write me up for not reading the Avatar comics. They have an extended universe comics. Please write me up. Like,
what would it be under? Insubordination or something?
Subordination.
Traitor to the state.
Traitor to the state.
Failure to follow commands.
Oh, yeah. So
I had a longer like write up for Mark for not eating a taco right, but it was too long for Discord.
So you had to shrink it down.
Yeah, I was like, all right. So it was a solid paragraph of him how to eat a taco and why we're writing him up for not eating a taco correctly. It was great, but no, Discord's like, you have to buy nitro. I'm like, I'm not buying nitro.
Mm-mm. No thanks.
No. Oh my goodness, so dumb. So
nice. Oh yeah.
But anyways,
speckles.
You're a speckle.
Isn't speckle a Pokemon?
Is it? Google search it.
I feel like it's a little racist at this point.
Dear God, Jim.
all those little speckle people.
Oh man. God.
Okay. Should bleep it out.
All right. Speaking of stories, Willie's had some change ups in his. Do explain, Willie.
So biggest change is story time with Cosplay Dude 627 is going on basically a hiatus indefinite right now. I haven't decided yet, but all the stories that are on there are going on to Tiger Tales and Tiger Tales Lost Stories. And I think one's going to Tiger Tales Game Over. So
let me rephrase my statement. Partner. Let me rephrase it. You don't.
You did. Okay.
I did.
So I know that Ty stuff actually gets put on Mark's podcast, Nerds Throw Comics. Are your stories going to be also put on his as well since you're moving over?
Nerds Throw Comics?
I just throw mine because, dear God,
freaking Mark.
I don't know, actually. I don't know if, because Ty's going to upload them onto YouTube, I don't know if Mark will upload them too. I do have one new one that is going on to Mark's for sure.
Okay. Well, if you continue using an RSS feed, you can put it on YouTube as a podcast and it'll make a video for you.
Oh,
I did not know that.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah. Okay,
that's what I've been doing lately because I've been lazy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to make another thumbnail. I'm just going to put it up on YouTube.
I mean, what you got to do, you got to do, I guess.
I'm not saying I'm incompetent, but I'm a lazy, lazy man.
Whatever it takes to get it done.
I concur.
I don't disagree with you.
Widowy. Okay, so hiatus on story time.
Yes.
What else? You have a couple originals that you've been working on as well. I know that the order, your story order, you've kind of like dove back into it, and you've been wanting to do more.
Yep. The order is now got its own YouTube channel. That's basically kind of what happened to Storytime, is a lot of the stories that were going to be on Storytime got their own channel.
Oh.
Or their own podcast. Because The Order got its own podcast. Power Rangers Universe 19 got its own podcast. Right. Sailor Moon E has its own podcast. So it was just more of my stories were just going to their own section. So, and it's less to maintain. I just leave it to Ty. I write it, record it, and throw it to Ty.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, it helps you out too. And plus, like, you don't want to get overwhelmed with that as well.
No, I only have six storytelling channels, I think.
Oh my.
And to do them, I can barely keep up with one.
Yeah.
Four podcasts. I have one show. And two YouTube channels? Yeah. Four podcasts and two YouTube channels.
Really, I got one podcast I'm working on and I can barely keep up with it. What the hell?
Like, what? I'm an overachiever.
Yeah, that's it. That's what we'll call it.
And sure, TikTok and I Instagram. Yeah.
Nope. Can't do that. Nope. No, that all makes sense.
I work in a hospital. So, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of TikTok, I just got to say your new cosplay, spot on.
My Alistair, the radio demon.
Yeah, I will say.
So much fun with that one.
You do look a little pale in it. Just a little pale.
Just a little bit. Jim. it couldn't be the gray face paint that I was wearing at all, but
no, not at all. I don't think so.
Cosplay was actually the first time I ever did anything with face paint, because most of my cosplays I don't do anything with paint or makeup or anything, and that was the first one.
And you should do eyeliner and just like get up. eyeliner and Rita, cry like, and they're like, "Is my eyeliner running?"
My wife Rita was like, "Well, don't you need some like eyeliner for the eyes?" I was like, "I ain't even bothering with that. I'm just face painting."
Yeah,
because I had been dropping all those clues, and then I think you guys got our Jim. I think got it right away because
I've seen the show a couple times.
Not saying I listen to the soundtrack every single day, but I may have listened to the soundtrack
instead of every Demons or Rainbow.
Yeah.
So
soundtrack is fantastic.
Yeah.
Soundtrack is gold. I love the soundtrack. So after the letdown of the actual cosplay itself being the wrong size, I almost wasn't gonna do anything with it, and then the wig came in.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, I have my own black pants, I have a red shirt, let's just do this. And I had the teeth, I had the monocle. The wig was the final thing, and I was like, okay, let's do it. And so the other day, I was just like, you know what? Nobody's home. I'm painting my face, and I'm making a video.
Wait, did he have that giant, like, poof ball and be like, action, poof?
Oh, yeah, I was going to say that.
Needed that. Might have been able to get the face paint on easier.
Oh, have you thought about the scepter? Because doesn't Alistair have a scepter mic?
Funny thing about that, my wife's actually making it.
Oh,
she's made the base and the little back part of it out of clay and cooked it already and stuff. So she's in the process of making that. And then I have a jacket that's not the exact jacket, but it looks enough similar that I'm going to get to finish it off. So
the show. Okay. So I know we're talking about cosplay, but I thoroughly enjoyed that show.
I love that show. Oh, I loved it more than I probably should.
If you haven't watched it, you need to watch it. It's super fun. Alistair is a great father figure for Charlie in the situations that she's part of it. And Charlie's dad is Lucifer, and he like hates Alistair because of that. Oh, and God, it's hilarious. Yes. It's hilarious. Ensues. And it's the funniest thing ever. Because like I feel like Lucifer got the best line. My daughter needs me. Ha ha! Take that depression.
Yes. I love the line of the final song where they're all, you know, and he's like, oh, we'll do it with a smile. And Lucifer, you can hear him in the song. He's like, oh, this guy. I love it. It's like,
oh my goodness. So much good. Like, so if you like that, watch it. Like, if you like the song, you like the cosplay, watch it. It's freaking great.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And go on YouTube and watch Hell of a Boss.
Hell of a Boss, yes. I love Just Hell of a Boss.
Man. Fantastic.
Two shows I probably shouldn't be watching because of my background, but I love them.
Oh, yeah.
Just have fun. It's good.
Just have fun.
We were watching Hell of a Boss the other day, and because we really went to watch episode 6 of season 1, where Moxie and Blitzo gets get truth served.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. At the agency.
So you want to watch that? It was just like the episode. Like, it's a lot of really, really well animated scenes. Like, you know, like where Moxie's walking up the stairs. And so he's walking up the stairs and like the camera flips around him as he's walking. That's a really hard thing to do in shot in live performances, not including an animated one.
Mm-hmm.
You have to draw the character in each and every frame as it's moving. So you have to draw a new character each time.
Yeah. I think that episode with the truth serum, my favorite line is Daddy likes dummy. Blitzo is egging on the agent, and he's like, and it's like, oh, you're the dumb one.
Oh, you're the dumb one.
Oops.
Oh, man. Watch it. It's great. There's 2 seasons. Fantastic. Give it a watch.
Hell of a Boss. I think they're working on season 2 right now, if I remember. Yeah, not Hell of a Boss.
The Hasbro Hotel got approved for season 2. Hell of a Boss are working on for season 3 since they're separate projects.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to finish the story for Hell of a Boss. They're going to finish that story, but it's going to be a minute. So we might not see anything for like a year.
Which I'm used to waiting that long for shows and books.
For real.
You know that the pilot for Hasbro Hotel came out like 3 years ago?
I know. Because if you watch the pilot pre-COVID. For Hasbro Hotel... It's a completely different voice actors than who they actually got.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, it's pre-COVID when it came out pre-COVID.
Damn.
Yeah.
Like the our first, like, it was like 4 years ago, like the first year we lived in this house, it came out.
The artist for Hasbro Hotel said, yeah, she created it, threw it out there, didn't go anywhere, so she went to Hell of a Boss.
Yeah.
And then Hasbro got approved.
Yeah. Well, Hasbro was the original focus idea. Like that was, and Hell of a Boss became just a proving ground for their theories and thoughts. So it became like a portfolio. So they're like, hey, we've been working on this, and this is how we've been doing it over here with this kind of stuff that we're working with, and this is the budget we have, which is nothing. And so they're like, yeah, we could do this with the budget, like we could do this on a shoestring budget and make it look amazing. So
interesting.
That's how they did it with it. And watch it. Flip and watch it. Just watch it.
Mm-hmm. Check it out. You have to check it out.
Yeah.
It is just downright amazing. The music is... Mwah.
Oh, yeah. I've always loved the difference between like live action stuff and an animation. Just how completely different it takes to do everything.
Oh, yeah. One of the draws.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. One of the draws. And the process, like you know, if an actor didn't say his line right or something like, or didn't walk in the entrance just right, they have to redo it. You know, but in animation, you have to redraw most of that stuff.
Well, it's at this point, actually, so the fun part is you don't actually have to redraw it anymore. So most animation is done now with like digital puppets.
Yeah.
So you remember Clayton? We were talking about how he did all his stuff with puppets and stuff.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So it's far more in depth versions of that, which you can crank out like all your stuff really quickly because. Mm-hmm. The characters are moving around, not the backgrounds.
Yeah.
Oh.
Unless you have background stuff, we want to move around. But in that case,
right.
You make puppets of the objects you want to move around in the background.
The biggest challenge for like animations is the voice actors getting their lines to sync up. So
right.
It's the same big problem they had. Like they have with anime with dubbing, is getting it all kind of matched up correctly.
Yeah. I think that would be really tough for me because like trying to read lines or memorize. Well, they read it. Read the line while watching the show to make sure it matches up.
Yeah.
So that would be probably really hard for me to do.
So they also change lines so they kind of sync up better with the lips too.
Yeah.
Oh, no. If you want a really, really good version of this, by the way, you need to watch a show called Ghost Stories.
Okay.
An anime called Ghost Stories that came out in like the 90s. And so the anime did horrible in Japan. And so they came to America and they're like, I don't know what to do with this. You guys do whatever you want. And so the voice actors came up with lines for the show that matched the lip sync. And that was it. And it is some wild shit. Like wild shit. I'm going to put some clips in right here. You know what? We can watch a clip so you can, you know what I'm talking about, Billy.
Oh, right? Dear.
Oh, boy.
Dear God.
Ketchero!
What?
Have you done your homework yet? Oh, wait, you're dyslexic. Done your yet homework, have you? You, I'm answer. Hey, talking, me too.
You're such brave, strong, handsome men. Have you accepted Jesus as your personal savior?
Principals always look like lesbians.
Huh? My mirror homies are trying to knock down the front door. Like angry Avon ladies.
Mom was a pretty good cook, wasn't she?
Well, not bad.
Morning, Satsuki!
Hi there!
Don't you just hate laundry day?
If your husband would get a job, you could buy a dryer.
I'm too good to have that deadbeat come home without liquor on his breath and lipstick on his collar. Rat bastard.
Ketchero! Why am I still talking like that redneck? Nice ass.
Do not lust in your heart. Jesus, you're right.
Tamomi? Ain't no Tamomi girl living here, so what?
Get your crackhead ass into some rehab. I ain't got time for this bullshit.
Shirotami, please forgive me for bringing you back to life. I know now that it could never work between us. As much as we wanted to, it could never be. Not because you're a rabbit, but because you're black.
I would like to give you some words of wisdom or comfort or some heartfelt mojo. But I'm so strung out on methadone right now, I'm doing good just holding my pen.
I can't believe they got away with that.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's amazing. It's not because you're a rabbit, but because you're black.
That is just wrong.
Swear to God. Every episode is like that. Every single episode is just nonsense. And it's the funniest shit. I highly recommend it. Do not watch the sub. Watch the dub, because the dub just goes all in. Like, all in.
That's horrible. Definitely
don't let the kids be around when I watch something like that.
Yeah. Dear Lord.
Watch it. It's fantastic. I'm going to throw a couple clips in, you know, some of my favorite lines. Like, just a couple clips, like two or three. So I'm going to throw them in here.
All right. Horrible.
Oh, goddamn. But yeah, watch that. Like, if so that was back in the day when animation was set. You couldn't change it later. Now, you know, you can mix and match a little bit. It's easier now. And on top of that, so some places use AI to map the voices as well for the mouths. Mm. So, like, you don't have to worry about it. It does it all by itself.
Okay.
Interesting,
right?
Interesting. Learned something new today.
Huh.
You watched a very questionable TV show.
Yeah, very.
Only hanging out with you guys.
We are a bad influence.
I try my best people. To make sure you have a good time.
Oh yeah, you know it.
It's never boring. That is for sure.
Yeah. If it's not a TV show recommendation, it's always peer pressure to buy stuff.
Yep.
It's always.
I can attest to that.
It's like, what are you gonna get? It. More things. Damn it. Screwed.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, me and Jim are going to a Comic-Con. 2 weeks from now,
yes, be fun.
And I'm gonna be right in his ear. I'm gonna be like, you buy it, not because you're a rabbit, because you're black.
best line of the whole episode. Like, it's not because you're a rabbit. God. It's because you're black. What? like what?
What?
Like it's a great line. Oh my god. Okay, but did you get my ticket already?
I'm doing it on Friday. Ticket? Friday.
Oh my god. So yeah, look, we're moving. Like,
I got things.
We got to move here soon, so we got to figure it out.
Okay.
I got to pay 2 electric bills this month.
Dear God. Crap. Damn.
Yep, it's going to suck.
Damn.
I'm relying on Billy to pay for everything.
Yeah.
Well, you're in trouble. Yeah, so since we're moving and everything, we're gonna cancel our electric bill halfway through this month on this place, like water and everything halfway through. Next place we're gonna set it up so it starts up this second half of the month. So technically, we to pay two electric bills, but it should come out to about the price of one. Should.
Oh, they're prorating it.
Hopefully, God, I hope so. Yeah, then we gotta set up water, water, wastewater, and trash, and you gotta figure that out. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So like we're going from like Fort Worth to a different city called Grand Prairie, where Fort Worth you have a recycling bin you put out. Grand Prairie, you leave the bag outside and it's very confusing.
I'm already confused.
Yeah, I know exactly. See?
Recycling? What?
Yeah. Super weird.
Oh man.
What are we doing with bicycles now?
Recycling?
Everyone on their bicycles?
If only we had five teenagers. That had rings.
Wait. Could they come together and like make a person called like Captain something?
Captain Third Planet from the Sun in the Milky Way?
So something. Kapachika? Huh. You know, can they control like basic elements like salt and like acid? Wait. Can one of them have a shitty power call like heart something?
Or photosynthesis?
Well, that'd be kind of nice. Oh. Can we give one person like a horrible accent from a country that no longer exists?
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Lithuania. Yeah. We got this.
But we need somebody to write their daily live stories into
this. You know who did this? Story.
Who?
Jared.
Done.
Right there.
Got it. All right. Jared, we're coming with you with a script. All right. Come on, buddy.
And go team.
praise the Holy One, Captain Third Moon, Third Rock from the Sun of the Milky Way.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
I love how we went full circle on that one.
That just did ran away.
Dang it. All right. Well, dang. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But Willie,
what were we talking about again?
Willie, where can people find yourself at, buddy?
All over the place. I am on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook as CosplayDude637. Mm-hmm. So you can find me there. And then my podcast consists of story. No, scratch that one. Power Rangers Universe 19, Sailor Moon E, and The Order. Are all podcasts. You can find them on wherever you find your podcasts. And then Nostalgia Time and hold on. One Piece, the audio drama, is on YouTube. And then now I have a new one called The Tales of the Cornwall Institute, which is a chapter story.
So it is the ongoing adventures of Billy and Jem with Skyforce still going on, right?
Yes.
It will still be on Power Rangers Universe 19.
Yep.
Those two maniacs are still doing stuff.
We need their shenanigans, right, Billy?
Right.
That's right. Shenanigans. Well,
the last episode was all about Ben, so I'm sorry you guys weren't that prepared.
I'm mad about Ben right now. So we're recording on Wednesday night, right? And it's been 2 weeks since our episode. Like he was supposed to drop our episode last week, and we're still sitting here on Wednesday night. I want to know how what he had to cut for this episode to make his that episode to make his that yeah, show yeah. family friendly. I want to know.
As much audio file as you send us when we ask you for just like two lines, I'm sure there's a lot.
He recorded us with him. We literally started the episode just talking about 1970s music and like when it was evolved in adult movies.
Yes.
Like adult movies?
Yeah.
Adult movies that were normally behind beaded curtains.
Yes.
Oh, those kind of movies.
The movies are about to become really popular again in Texas.
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay.
Stupid. Texas.
All right.
Stupid.
Well, all right. Anywho. Well, definitely. Oh, what's your Facebook page if for the people that like to follow Facebooks?
It's PlayDude637.
That's all my right. Facebook page. And
you can find his personal one at willy@willy.com.
don't do that to him.
There's the website I keep forgetting to plug, the 3rangerbrostudios.com. I keep forgetting to plug that.
That made you guys?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it hasn't been updated in like a month.
Oops.
Oh my goodness. Actually more than that, I would say.
Like a year.
Okay. Well, y'all can always, for the listeners out there, you can find us at Zio to Hero. Across the board, we are on all social platforms, Facebook as well. Definitely like and follow us. And if you want to leave a review, 1 star, 5 star, we're gonna read it. No star.
As our friend Nick said, give me all your good reviews. Let me know what you liked about the show. And if you have anything bad, I can just ask my family, but for that, I don't want to hear it.
I can ask Jim. Yeah, exactly.
I'll tell you exactly what you did wrong. Billy, you did a lot of things wrong today. And here's a list of the next 15 things. I want you to cry about it because you're useless. The only thing you're good at is starting the episode. The rest of it, you're terrible.
I don't know why I was doing that.
See, he's cried.
All right. Thanks, Billy, for joining us tonight and talking shenanigans shows and your stories.
Yes.
Bye.
Do you want to be a hero, but you're not? Do you want to be a Jiro or a Kojiro, but you can't because you're not Japanese? Have you considered Zio to Hero?
Remember, heroes come and go. Idiots are for
Jubilee! Jubilee!
Uh-oh.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. I don't know nothing.
That's something a guilty person would say.
Guilty. Damn it. I'm writing him up. Write him up right now. Chat GPT, write up Willy.
I want to see
you to mark today?
Yeah. I was going to say those have been just classic, especially, I don't know what happened to me today, but I flipped out when I saw how Mark ate that taco. Like, I was like,
oh my God, what the fuck was wrong with him?
I was like, Mark, what are you doing?
No. Mark, what the hell are you doing, buddy?
The funny thing was, while you were badgering him on Discord, Ty and I were badgering him on our personal one, and then I set the our dad group chat that we have with Jordan and A-Crown to attack him, too. So he was getting it from every side.
I was like, that's a serial killer tendencies right there, Mark. Dear God, who eats a taco from the middle?
Madman, that's it. Madman.
This is the Zio to Hero podcast.